What's up, everyone? It's day 18 of Travel to Orbit, and this is going to be pretty short today. It's Friday. I'm tired. I didn't get a lot of sleep, but I wanted to throw something out there for you guys because it's Xur Day, first of all. And I don't know. I think we need to reevaluate Xur, why he's here, what purpose he serves for the game, and how, or if we can even change him to make him a better part of the game. I have a couple thoughts and ideas I'll bounce off you guys. You guys can send me your thoughts and ideas on Xur as well. Okay, so first, today he's bringing in for Titans. He's bringing in an insurmountable skull fort, a helm for you Titans. He's bringing the knucklehead radar for you hunters that need a helmet. And he's bringing the claws of Amakara for the warlocks. Okay, and he's got an exotic glove engram, and he also has a legacy engram. For 31 coins, don't buy it. It's all year one stuff. You're not going to get new perks off of it. Sorry. And it's going to be low light level. So here's my problem with Xur. And I think a lot of people have the same thoughts on this. With a lot of the exotics in Taken King being behind different timed events or time gates or whatever you want to call them, or being part of quest rewards, they didn't add a lot of exotics to the pool to be excited about. I mean, there's a couple out there, but there's not a ton of them. With the exotics from Vanilla Destiny, from Dark Below, and the House of Wolves, the majority of those exotics are all older exotics that no one's really excited about getting, okay? And that's going to be the majority of what he brings. And now, especially with him bringing not a weapon every time, but he's bringing a random engram. This week he's got an exotic glove engram, okay? That's fine. I'm not real excited when armor engrams pop up. I'm not going to lie. And why is that? Because the exotic engrams aren't that amazing, in my opinion. I'm much more excited when I see an engram that's exotic for a weapon. Just because I think the weapons have a bigger impact on the game. Like, I like my exotic gloves, I'm not going to lie. The Impossible Machines are really nice. They add landfall to the Storm Collar. But that kind of locks you into one type of build, okay? The majority of the time, I'm using my Stormcaller so that I can get the Landfall perk. And that's fine. I understand that they do specific things for specific subclasses. But I would rather see an exotic weapon engram drop for me. Whenever an exotic armor engram drops, I'm just not excited about it. Why? Because a lot of those, I'm probably not going to be able to use. If it's an exotic weapon, more than likely, yes, I am going to be able to use it. I don't think anything drops that you can't use if it's an exotic engram weapon. So that's one of the big problems. Like, I only run 3 warlocks, because back in the day, that's what you did to level as fast as possible. That's what I'm still doing, even though I haven't touched my other 2 alts, because I'm still doing stuff on my first. It's just not exciting to see an exotic chest piece drop. I killed the Taken champion yesterday while I was waiting for war sats to drop. And I popped a 3 of coins, and I got an exotic chest piece. I was like, okay, more than likely this is going to be for a hunter. It's going to be for a titan. I'm not going to swap out my gloves for another chest piece that doesn't, you know, give me enough benefit. Like, I think the only other chest piece for the warlocks that's exotic that dropped in Taken King is the one that gives you glimmer when you go around picking up primary ammo. Which, I guess it's okay if you're just kind of farming stuff and you're picking up ammo and you're getting glimmer, but, I mean, that has no real impact on the majority of gameplay for Destiny. I mean, it's not something like, yep, this is good for PvP or this is good for PvE. Nope, it's good for when you're bored and you're running around just shooting stuff and you're low on glimmer. Otherwise, I mean, it's just not good. I mean, it looks really cool. But maybe if it gave you a perk based on how much, you know, glimmer you had, like you do this amount of damage based on the glimmer you have, but that would be broken because, you know, I'm sure they would make it that it wouldn't even be a factor though, because that's kind of how Bungie is operating right now. They're erring on the side of caution. I mean, they're not really trying to break or push exotic weapons very much, it seems. Like, I think they're just really afraid that a Galahorn is going to appear, and it's going to happen all over again, that you need a Galahorn to be invited to people's little tea parties or whatever you want to call them. And I don't think that's going to happen. I think them being afraid to make these weapons really good and really shine is kind of holding back the excitement for these engrams. I mean, there's a lot of legendaries that you can get way better perks and way better effects on them instead of these exotic weapons. I mean, some of them are cool. Supercell's cool, you know. I'm really digging the Talok, but I don't know if it's good enough for me to be swapping out my exotic sword for, you know. Because the exotic sword, the arc, the bolt caster are just so good with its spinning lightning ball of death that it's really hard for me to be like, no, I'm going to swap this out for a scout rifle in my exotic slot. So it's really hard making this decision. So I would suggest that this is the change that we make to Zur. I don't want him to have specific pieces of gear. Bring a helmet engram. Bring a chest piece engram. Bring some glove engrams. And bring a weapon engram. Okay, make these engrams and make them 30 coins. Or make it to where you can only buy one. And then his stock runs out for you. So that people aren't just buying them over and over again. Now, I understand that this will suck that if you actually get something that isn't for your class, that sucks even more because you wasted those coins. But right now, you go to Zur like today, and I look at him, and there's nothing. I mean, I'm not going to buy an exotic glove engram. I mean, I would waste, you know, 30 coins in the other method, but at least you feel like you have a chance of, okay, this could be something different. Now it's just, oh, it's the grips, the claws of Amkara. It's like, I'm not going to buy those. I didn't care about them when they were new. I don't care about them now. The only thing you use them for before was because they were a high enough level that, you know, they would fill up that slot and, you know, you would get a small bonus from it. But now it doesn't even matter to me. But I don't even know if that's a good enough change. I don't even know, because I think there'd be more anger that, you know, there'd be that one person that would probably be me that would never get anything for their class if Zur operated that way. So what changes should we make to Zur? Should he even be coming? I mean, can't we get the 3 of coins to someone else in the tower? Can't we, like, have Zur take a hiatus until they rework him to where he's more beneficial and more impacting on the game? Or do they want him to be an impact on the game? I mean, I don't think I have any desire to go and, you know, fill my legacy exotic roster up. Buying legacy engrams just so that I can go get a blueprint and spend some shards and spend some legendary marks to get a weapon from year one. So I don't know. I think there's a discussion there, and I think there's stuff that we can do to make Zur a little bit more impactful and make it more fun to actually see him on Friday instead of being so disappointed that it's like, who cares. I mean, there's a lot of players, though, that have just recently started with the Taken King, and they, you know, they don't have that stuff from Zur, so they're getting it for the first time. So I guess that works, but, I mean, there's still a lot of weapons that, you know, if they're not given a weapon every time, it's pretty disappointing. I don't know, those are just some of my thoughts, kind of getting it out there, trying to figure out a good way that we can make Zur work in the tower. Because right now, he seems like an event that is just pretty disappointing. So I don't know. So yesterday we got the weekly update. So they talked about Tess coming back next week, selling some emotes. They're using this method, this microtransactions, to fund a lot of the game for going forward. I don't mind it. I'll probably buy one. They're giving you guys free gold to go buy one or two. So I imagine there's going to be common emotes, there's going to be rare emotes, there'll be legendary emotes and exotic emotes, and they'll cost different amounts of money. I don't even know what I'm sure about. I'm hoping there's going to be some cool ones. They're going to cost, you know, I'm going to guess $5. Is going to be the mid-range for these emotes. I'm going to say $12 is the high amount for maybe like an exotic emote that maybe is more spectacular. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, you know, if you can do this and buy a couple things here and there and you've got free, like there'll be like a patch update for World of Warcraft. Free patch update. Here's a new area. Here's some new gear. Here's a new raid. Let's patch up do patch updates like that. There's going to be a lot of people buying these things. If you don't like it, don't buy it. And guys, if whatever side of the boat you're on, you know, don't throw hate and try and tip the boat over. People are going to play how they want to play. It's not going to affect you, unless it does start affecting you. But I imagine they're not going to make that a problem to where you could buy a weapon that is more powerful than any other weapon for $20. It's not going to happen. It's ridiculous. I mean, we can all, you know, theorycraft that, yeah, this is where this is going, but we have no evidence to show that that is where this is going. This is the first time they're doing a microtransaction. Let's wait and see. If you don't like it, don't buy it. But don't be throwing hate at people that do buy it just because they have it. So let's see what we get. Hopefully, I want a facepalm emote. I want a fist bump emote would be pretty legit too. Okay, so here we go. The Sleeper Simulant. They were talking about the Sleeper Simulant quest on and how it dropped. And they were talking about how they put the quest out there for everyone and how it was received. Now, there was a lot of people that were upset about it, that this is how they're finding the Sleeper Simulant, that once you do these steps, you go and run a strike, you get something at the end of the strike, and it's that stupid saber strike. Man, I hate that first part of that strike. It is ridiculous. Like, unless, I don't know, it was the worst part of that strike. Like, the rest of the strike, I really enjoy, I really like. But defending that war sat, when you've got all these ships coming in, and you've got those things shooting at you, and there's like 30 snipers on the ridge lines, and they're hidden behind spider tanks, and the spider tanks are shooting at you, and then another war set drops on you, and then you've got buffs like you have no health, and there's no ammo on the ground. It's really frustrating. I really hate that first part of the strike. I still have to go in and complete it. I will, probably tonight. But after you complete that, you get the Sleeper Simulant, and that's it. No put in a code, no sacrifice a chicken in an altar on the dreadnought as you're reciting a song, as you're looking for tweets that Deej put out there. So a lot of people are upset that it wasn't harder to get. And this is kind of interesting. I can see both sides of people that are upset and people that aren't upset. For me, I don't care. I'm not upset. What happens the majority of the time with these things is this. There is a hidden secret out in these video games. What happens? Okay, day one, it gets data mined. Okay, day one, you know, a high profile streamer goes out, they find it, they solve the quest. If there's a puzzle, you know, there's thousands of people watching, they brainstorm it, figure it out, boom, within an hour, secret solved, no big deal, it's on the internet. When someone wants to find it, what do? They go online, they look for it, they find the answer, and they figure out how to do it. That is how the majority of these things go. That's just a fact. So for people being upset that, you know, they didn't figure it out for themselves or it was too easy, regardless, someone was going to be able to go and get it easily, no matter what the path was to get it. Right now, it's a path that actually, you know, you still have to go and play the game to do it. I mean, you have to put in a little code, which is fine. You find the information online and you put it in. You still have to go do the warsats. You still have to go do the archive. You still have to go do the strike. It's still people actually playing the game and earning the exotic. It's not just randomly dropped from the raid. It's not randomly given out by Xur. You have to go, you have to participate, and you have to get the drop. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with it being behind a timed event. That's no big deal to me. You know, it just keeps you coming back and playing the game. And I don't know why people hate that. People have been saying, you know, they just want to prolong the game. Well, of course they want to prolong the game. They want you playing the game. And that should get you excited that there's something new to do. I mean, if you did everything so quickly, like I burned through the content of, and we keep referencing these old DLCs because they're good examples of what Bungie should never do again. You burn through the Dark Below, you burn through House of Wolves, and then that's it. And then you're running the prison. And no one wants to run the prison because the prison was awful. So it just gets frustrating. So having quests roll out like this, I mean, it kind of makes sense from their standpoint. They tried it one way. You know, they tried making all these exotics just behind random drops. And people hated it because RNG was terrible. So they changed it. And now some people, I don't even know if it's the majority of players. I think the majority of the players are glad that they can actually go out and get it. They can focus on an exotic weapon. They know what to do. They know how to get it. They can go out and they can get it. Just like an exotic quest, like the Thorn. Now, granted, those quests seem like they were a little bit longer. And maybe it's just because what you had to do took longer, but I don't know. Having to get those Warsats on Mars, Earth, and the Moon, I think I waited on the Moon for about 45 minutes. And then we got a fire team going. We each were in a different area. So first thing that dropped was defeat the enemy. And then the other one that dropped was to guard the extraction points. It might be the mining excavation site. There you go. Or whatever it is. I don't know. The thing comes down. You have to defend it. And then the third one, after about an hour, finally the Warsat drops. So, I mean, that took a long time. But it wasn't like you had to wait, you know, for Arms Day or anything for this to drop. You just had to wait for, you know, it to be active. And you had to be ready to go in and do it. And that's fine. I mean, I think that's better than me not getting a Galahorn for 10 months of the game, which was just super frustrating. Like, now there's a path. If you want to get this exotic, you can go get the exotic. It's not go run strikes, go run the raid. Hopefully you'll get lucky. Nope, you'll have that other person in your raid team, like Old Man Fear, who gets Galahorn like every other drop, or who gets the Vex on the first drop, you know? That mitigates this, and it shouldn't be something that frustrates you. I mean, the puzzles aren't supposed to be so... I don't know. I guess I don't know what people are expecting, the difficulty level of these secrets. Do they want them to be like these multi-step decrypt and translate and go outside and find where Betelgeuse lines up with Mars and then triangulate the position of Jupiter with Venus and then go find that spot on the Cosmodrome and then shoot Truth into the air 3 times, emote 7 times, and then commit suicide with, you know, the insurmountable Skullfort on? I mean, is that what we want? Or do we want just a direct path? This is how we do it. This is how you get it. I don't know, and that's different for everyone. For me, I mean, maybe a balance would be fine. But the problem is, for someone like me who doesn't get to play, you know, every day because of other things that I got going on, you know, someone's going to solve that. So it's going to be less exciting for me, or less exciting for other people who, you know, go and read it on Reddit, and they give you, this is how you do it. I mean, so what's the balance there? Do you cater to the small group of players that are out there searching, or do you make it possible for everyone to have a positive experience in actually obtaining a weapon? Now, granted, positive experience is not playing the Saber Strike, because that's stupid in the beginning, but you understand what I'm saying. I mean, they have to make a balance to where everyone is getting something out of this quest line, and not just the people that are searching for it. And I think it's awesome that there are things like that, you know, to be searched for. And I hope there's more stuff like that that people haven't discovered. I hope there's, like, secrets, you know, scratched into walls in the Dreadnought or hidden under, you know, behind a door or something that someone can find and someone can figure out, like, this puzzle. And maybe it doesn't lead to an exotic. Maybe it leads to a different shader or a really exclusive emblem or something that, you know, you found this. I mean, something like that would be cool. Like, I don't mind it. Maybe they do an augmented reality game like 343 Industries did when Halo 4 launched. That, you know, this is something for you people that like to solve these clues, that like to search and brainstorm as a community. You know, this is for you. It's not going to affect, you know, an exotic in the game, but you're still going to get something out of it, and you get the experience out of it. Like a lot of people that are hunting in the basketball court of Oryx. You know, they were there searching, trying to figure this stuff out for hours. And you know what? For them, that's fun. And that's okay. Figuring out that Luke Smith says, like, it's nothing, I don't think that diminishes what they were trying to do. You're still out there, you're playing, you're trying different theories, and it's fun. You're having fun playing the game with your friends, with a group of people that have a goal in mind, and maybe that goal isn't what you expected it to be, but you're still out there, and you're still doing it. And I think that's okay. So I hope, you know, I hope we can all see why they're doing it this way, and, you know, maybe it'll change. And it most likely will. Maybe they'll do different ways for different exotics. You know, our community gets so passionate about one thing, and that's fine. But we got to realize that there's more coming down the line. There's going to be other events. There's going to be more exotics. Maybe with Tess coming in and us, you know, buying emotes, it's going to help them make more exotics. And really, we need more exotics. So, I mean, just my two cents on the situation. I'm really excited. Well, in the weekly update, they did say there were more secrets to come in the future. So is that more exotics behind lock gate, behind time gates? I don't know. We'll have to see. I'm really excited for Iron Banner. That Iron Banner gear looks awesome. I'm really excited for it. I'm actually excited to go do some PvP just so I can grind for some of this gear and then infuse it. Because I really don't like the way the raid stuff looks. And getting all this raid gear, you know, be able to infuse it into the Iron Banner. And it's going to look really awesome. So, really excited for that. Time to beat Oryx finally tonight for raid night. So, alright guys, if you have any comments or questions or things that I'm just totally off base on, go ahead and hit me up on Twitter. And I'll answer your questions here. Till next time, I will see you guys Monday. Peace out.